Good morning, everyone. We look at the upcoming Innovation Summit sponsored by the Juneau Economic Development Council on today's program. With us is Executive Director Brian Holst and Communication Specialist Dana Herden, who has worked to organize the summit. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
So when is the summit, so people know?
So it's on February 15th and 16th, so exactly 2 weeks from today.
Now, I guess, how can people sign up?
You can sign up on the JADC.org, on our website, JADC.org, and we also have an Innovation Summit website, which is JADC.org/innovation.
And I guess there's a registration fee, right?
There is.
How much is it? And what do you get for it?
So it's a day and a half conference. It's $295 for the whole day and a half. And what you get a lot of things with that. First of all, it's a great networking experience, but we also have innovation tours, which are part of that registration cost. Those are happening the morning of the 15th. And we have a lot of interactive sessions that are included. We have three great speakers, a pitch contest. So it's a jam-packed day and a half.
Okay. So one of your many speakers is the fellow who's going to be providing the opening speech, Robert Tucker, billed as a renowned global futurist. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Robert Tucker is, every year we look to bring new ideas to Juneau. And so Robert Tucker has a career as a professor at Berkeley, and then began many years ago also consulting and speaking about innovation and writing about innovation. In fact, that's all he does now is travel the world, works for companies, helps them to innovate, and writes these great books and shares his insights. So we thought it was really appropriate to have him come, because our theme this year is really focused on the entrepreneur. And some of his, not only will he give us some trends in what's happening in our economy and where he thinks things are headed, but he's really a specialist in being able to help firms and organizations to continually innovate. So that's part of the challenge of innovation. We know that innovation is what drives growth in our economy, but people don't really know how you do that. You just sit around one day and say, oh my gosh, we're in trouble, we better come up with a better idea. that's not the most efficient way. And since you know that is how growth occurs, is by having better products that you can deliver less expensively, there's method to it. And so he's going to come and share some of that method.
And thanks to you folks, I had the pleasure of speaking with him by phone last Friday, and we're going to play that interview right now. Mr. Tucker, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us in advance of the Innovation Summit in Juneau. Tell us about your global consulting and executive development firm.
Well, Pete, I'm excited about coming up there and can't wait. A little background myself, I guess. For 20 years, I've been coaching companies and leaders around the world to succeed in this fast-changing world and in fast-changing markets. I've had the privilege of serving over 200 of the Fortune 500 companies, and I've shared my message in 48 countries around the world. I'm a multi-year winner of the Speaker Hall of Fame, and my 7 books on innovation have been translated into, 20 languages now, and they're used by managers around the world. And I've also had the pleasure of working with a number of economic development agencies around the world, in Russia and Singapore and Morocco, of all places. So I'm very excited to be sponsored in this conference by the Juneau Economic Board.
Your client list is very impressive. What do you do for these companies exactly? How would you describe it?
Well, it depends on, whether they're large, multinational, or whether they're an entrepreneurial group of companies maybe meeting in a trade association environment. But the central theme, Pete, is innovation. And today, to survive and prosper, we've all got to get better at this thing that we keep talking about called innovation. And we try to get our arms around that, unpack it for people, but it's really, it's three things. It's mindset, skill set, and tool set. And that's what I'll be talking about in my keynote and in the longer sessions there. I'm even speaking, and I'm proud to be able to ask to do this, before the Commerce Committee of the Alaska Senate there. So a number of different activities that I'll be doing. But essentially, helping people to come up with, whether you're in a big environment, a large company, or in a government environment, whether you're a solo entrepreneur working out of your spare bedroom, it doesn't really matter, because innovation is a mindset, tool set, and skill set. And that's what I teach. And once we really get our arms around that and understand that it's not just Silicon Valley that's innovating, it's we ourselves. And so a lot of businesses right now, I understand, in Alaska and in specifically in the Juneau area, are looking for that next growth spurt. Some are saying that the economy is a bit troubled right now. I see positive signs on that. But a lot of businesses are being disrupted. So we need to understand the forces of disruption, and then we need to disrupt the disruptor. So I'll be talking about all these themes in the course of my presentations there.
So the possibilities in Alaska are unsurpassed. I mean, I've been here over 50 years, and I'm still waiting for it to have a diversified economy, but the potential is something that is unimaginable. What do you know about Alaska and Juneau that you believe your talents will help?
Well, just a personal side note, I worked in Alaska as a young man at a college in 1976. I was fortunate enough to get a job working on a ship in the Gulf of Alaska there off Kodiak, and about 182-foot research vessel called the Sea Sounder. That was a great experience. So Alaska's kind of been in my blood, and I'm always alert when I see an article or something in the news about Alaska. But as far as the economy, I've been doing some research, and, you know, people might be thinking, well, what does innovation mean to me? You know, I'm not a big Silicon Valley tech company. And I was talking to a local fish processor there in Juneau, and I said, you know, what does innovation mean to you? And he said, you know, we don't want to grow. We're doing just great. We're a family-owned business. But for us, innovation means doing more or trying to do more with what we have. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, well, we looked around at some point. We were all this, you know, I guess you'd call it sort of byproduct when you process fish for global markets. You have fish byproduct. So they were putting that back in the ocean, right? And today they're selling that fish byproduct as to pet food companies, right? So they're making that into a new revenue stream. Well, somebody had to think of that idea, right? And that's what we want to engender in our participants. What's your next breakthrough idea in your company, in your business, in your career, in your profession? And all of us are under the threat of disruption today. So we have to innovate or evaporate, basically.
How exciting is the prospect for you that you might turn on a light bulb in somebody's mind?
That's what keeps me going. That is really literally what gives me purpose in life. I had a lady come up to me. I was speaking in Maui just before the Christmas holidays, and she was in a credit union environment serving on a board of a credit union, and she happened to be attending this meeting. She said, I'm 70 years old. After the meeting, she came up to me, and she said, I'm 70 years old, and she said, I came into this meeting, and I was just feeling like I'm washed up. You know, it's all kind of over for me. And she said, but as a result of listening to your message and your strategies here, she said, I feel like I'm at the top of my game. And I said, that is, you're the person that I came here to serve, because that is exactly what I want to have happen for every single person that takes time out of their busy schedule to attend and really drink in from a conference like this.
Well, that person certainly benefited from your words. How will people benefit, do you think, in Juneau if they take the time to come and listen to you speak?
Whether you're a retailer, as I say, or a sole proprietor, or an entrepreneur, or somebody, you know, just out of college wanting to launch your own business, I think that the strategies that we're going to talk about will be of benefit to everybody. Let's say you're in government. I know we're going to have a lot of people from the federal and regional and state government there, and I'm delighted by that because, you know, I want to light a fire there. I mean, there are so many examples of innovation in government, and we sort of often look at government as sort of being static and unchanging, but the message there is you can innovate even in a government agency.
Do you view our new president as an innovator?
I would view him as a disruptor. I'm not sure I would yet say that he is an innovator. I think that brings up a very good issue or question. I mean, just as we're having this conversation, you know, the recent building of the wall and the canceling of the visit with Mexican president here brings up a sense that, you know, a lot of Alaska businesses are global businesses. I mean, that food processor, those fish will end up on dinner plates in Tokyo and Berlin and various cities around the world, in Los Angeles and so forth. And that's a global business. And Alaska is very globalized. And there's this trend against globalization right now coming out of Washington that I don't think is necessarily in the interest of our business. I mean, I think it's fun during an election cycle to get all excited about circling the wagons and canceling trade agreements and so forth, but the fact is that most of these agreements have benefited America as well as the other nations. There's been a lack of trickle down, I think, in some instances, but the overall effect is a rising tide lifting all boats. So I'm sort of in a mode of waiting to see here on the effects of this whole thing. But as a globalist, somebody who travels around a lot, I was just in Mexico in November, and the pesos dropped 30% because of this. And a client there that was about to sign a big contract with us is now putting that on hold. So as a small businessman myself here in Santa Barbara, where I live and work, I'm seeing the effects of this particular disruption on the part of our president. So, you know, I think we're playing with fire here, but on the other hand, I think a lot of these treaties do need to be re-looked at, renegotiated and that sort of thing. So the jury is still out.
So maybe JEDC can issue an invitation to Mr. Trump to attend the Innovation Summit. Is there anything at all you'd like to add, sir?
No, I would just say I would encourage everybody listening to take the time to attend this conference. I think it couldn't have come at a better time. I think there are lots of issues. I'm just hoping that I, as an outsider, as an innovation expert, can just wade into this situation and into the opportunity environments that people are looking at, that they're facing, and maybe add some new ideas and some stimulation to use our imaginations. I think innovation, when you really break it down, Pete, is it's coming up with ideas and bringing them to life. And I think more than ever today, we all need to be innovators. We all need to think of ourselves as innovators. The mindset, the skill set, and the tool set. And certainly we're going to be exploring each and every one of those aspects so that everybody comes away with new ideas, some strategies, perhaps some ahas, as you say, and I think it will be time well spent.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Tucker.
My pleasure, Pete.
Okay, that's Robert Tucker, global futurist, who will be the opening speaker at the Innovation Summit later this month, sponsored by the Juneau Economic and Development Council. And we're back in the studio with JEDC Executive Director Brian Holst and Communication Specialist Dana Herndon. So how did you come across Mr. Tucker and then attract him to come here and speak?
Yeah, it is it's a year and a half process for many of our speakers to get here. So we are constantly on the lookout for the best new ideas, fresh thinking, and we contacted him. We knew his reputation. He was excited. You know, we it's a little bit we're a small market. It's kind of challenging. We get to play the Alaska card because. And we booked him far in advance. I mean, that's how we get somebody like him to come. And I think you heard from him. You know, it's an interesting perspective. And we believe that Juneau and Alaska, we need the world's best thinking, and that's what we're out to seek.
And you had an Alaska connection there. He had some experience.
We
had to help.
It does help.
So we'll have more on the Innovation Summit after the break. Stay tuned. And we're back talking about the Innovation Summit put on by the Juneau Economic Development Council, Executive Director Brian Holst and Communications Specialist Dana Herndon in the studio to talk to us about that. So why even do this? Why do we need an Innovation Summit?
We've been doing it for 6 years now, and talk to people that have participated. You know, we've seen businesses emerge. We've seen investments take place. We've seen networking, that inspiration is what happens. So, you know, it in and of itself, there's value to our economy, but it's really about the connections that we can create. And it's new ideas, fresh perspectives, a lot of engagement.
So we have tons of speakers, but we also have some other elements. Let's go through those quickly. What will be the pitch contest?
So the pitch contest is something that's our second year doing it. And this year we're bringing together five Alaskan entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and they're going to be pitching their business idea in front of Innovation Summit attendees, as well as an expert panel of five people.
So they're going to be asking people to buy their product or buy their service? Or?
Well, so they're going to be just pitching their business idea,
okay.
and then the attendees can buy a vote.
All right.
And from there we'll raise money and that they'll take home in the end.
All right. And then there's the... Also, Innovation Shorts. What's that about?
Yeah, so that's a crowd favorite. Those are 10-minute presentations that Innovation Summit attendees will present. So it's also a platform that inspires our attendees because they're given by their peers from other attendees. So people will come and present about new business ideas. Established businesses will come and talk about their innovative processes, new products, etc. It's really exciting.
And you wanted to talk about the Innovation Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So the Innovation Hall of Fame is something new in Alaska. It was created a few years ago by the Alaska State Committee on Research, which is chaired by the Lieutenant Governor and Dan White at the University of Alaska. And they had an initial round of inductees. And so at the Innovation Summit, the second round of inductees. So people have been nominated throughout Alaska to be recognized for their career of innovation, their inventions. And that Innovation Hall of Fame induction ceremony, there will be 8 inductees. And it's we're really proud of the fact that 3 of these statewide honorees are from Juneau.
You want to tell us who they are?
Or? You have to come and see.
Okay, well, all right. Well, sure.
Keep it
excited.
Retract
my question.
I tell you what,
so otherwise, folks like this might not get any recognition at all.
That's right. And I think it's really key. I mean, recognition is about, it's personal, but it's also about inspiring others. And that's why we really are happy to have this happen at the Innovation Hall of Fame, so that people can see, Alaskans can see the amazing things that people do in our state to drive our economy and to address problems. And
so, Dana, hopefully you can answer my next question.
I hope so, yeah.
I understand there are a number of tours set up the first morning.
Yeah, so like I said before, the Innovation Summit at minimum is a day and a half. That's the only amount of time you want to take off work. But it's really spread out over 2 days, and we put a lot in. And the Innovation Tours is what kicks off the Innovation Summit on the first day. It's from 8:30 to 12, and we have 4 different tours. One will look into manufacturing, one will look into historical technology, one will look into research and development, and another one into renewable energy.
And I guess one of them is actually related to the recreational marijuana industry?
Yes, so we'll be going actually to a marijuana cultivation facility, and then we'll be going into a dispensary right after that.
All right, very good. So let's go over the registration cost again and just how people can sign up.
So they can sign up on our website, jedc.org/innovation, and we also have a Facebook page and a Facebook event titled the Innovation Summit.
Okay. Yeah. Anything more we need to add about the Innovation Summit? We can cover a couple of other things here.
It's certainly, it's worth your while, and the event feels different than your typical conference. We really encourage people to attend the full day and a half, and if you want to come the morning early, the first morning, and enjoy an optional tour, that's fantastic. We design it so that you can spend just an afternoon off work and the next day. It is, you're going to walk out of that event knowing more, being inspired, with new connections, new networks. We have people from around the state will participate, so it won't just be your folks that you already know. You're gonna link and make new connections.
Yeah, like Mr. Tucker says, an innovator evaporate.
Innovator right. Evaporate.
Well, it was certainly enjoyable speaking to him, and I'm sure people will enjoy listening to him when he speaks at your Innovation Summit. Brian, you wanted to mention an important public forum this evening?
Yes, tonight at the Assembly Chambers at 7 p.m., there's going to be a discussion about the Juneau Auk Bay Laboratories Marine Station. Mm-hmm. So I think the community is aware that facility is a federal facility, and then the federal government has said we can turn these Auk Bay Marine Laboratories over to the public, best use for the federal government. And there's been 2 applications, one from Docks and Harbors and another from the University of Alaska Southeast. And both of those have been accepted as worthy projects. And now the federal government needs to decide which is in the best interest of the federal government. So there's a opportunity tonight for a forum for a discussion about the alternatives. Are we best served to have Docks and Harbors have that facility, or are we best served to support the University of Alaska and their plans to use those as
might another alternative be a combination?
That might be another alternative, absolutely.
And let me put your school board hat on real quick. How did your work session on the budget go yesterday?
It went well. What we
you took a deep breath.
I did because there are never enough. Enough resources to do all the things that we want to do. And the budgeting process that we have basically identifies what are the core things that we must do, and then what are the elements that, how do we actually deliver continuous improvement in for our students and achievement. So the process last night was information that is now available on the website. Go to the Juneau School District webpage. We look for input from the community. We have two opportunities for that next week, Wednesday and Thursday evenings, so that people can come and provide additional input on what they believe should be the priorities. They'll also have an opportunity to hear from all of our schools. So every one of the principals over those two evenings will be presenting priorities from their point of view at from their buildings.
All right, thanks, folks. Good luck with your Innovation Summit.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, that's our program for today. General Representative Sam Keto is scheduled to be here tomorrow. In the meantime, this is the only February 1st, 2017 you'll ever have, so make it a good one.